Ladies and gentlemen, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Hate to cut it off on Lord. That never feels good. Lord. Unfortunately, it is time for, like, EDM and stuff. And time it is because, first of all, it's been a minute. I think I missed last week's show. Or I know I missed last week's show. Because I was at the Porter tour, which was unbelievable. Like, so, so good. So glad that I got to catch it not once, but twice while it was in Boston. I'm a huge Porter fan, and it was really cool kind of seeing some of the other people that were there both nights as well. Like, some of the other diehard fans and talking with them about, like, you know, how long they've been listening to Porter and, like, I don't know why it's important to them and stuff like that. And some people had seen him, like, since before he even released Worlds, you know, like, since he was doing his DJ sets, like, around the time he was producing Spitfire, you know, and they've seen him, like, over 100 times. Crazy. But just fun to meet so many people that were, like, interested in that specific artist so deeply. And the show was just phenomenal. I'm a big fan of all three of Porter's projects, despite them being very, very different from one another. And just seeing them all at once was just such a, like, nostalgia wave, and like, I don't know, there's some type of writing that Porter does that he talks about this a lot, where he's trying to, like, evoke this, like, frizzen emotion of, like both grief and happiness at the same time. And so it's just, like, a very much of, like, an emotional, like, overload. And that live, especially right up at front the first night, crazy, unbelievable, very, very fun. Next night, went to go see it with our very own Harrison. Oh, excuse me. Oh, my goodness. I've got something stuck in my throat. I can, like, feel it. Eh, it's so gross. Anyway, but went to go see it again with Harrison. The next night, we were a little bit further back by the kind of, like, by the music mixing booth, kind of, which, like, pro tip, I guess, is usually where the sound sounds the best, right? That's why they put the booth there, so that people can mix it better. So if you're in a concert and you want to get, like, a wider view of the stage and good sound, try and find the booth and, like, stand right in front of it, camp right in front of it. But yeah, that was super, super fun. He had, like, a whole band, and there was a lot of, like, live slash kind of, like, rock covers of some of his other works, especially the electronic ones, which was super interesting to hear, like, these things that I've heard for upwards of 10 years now, crazy, like, all, it, like, in a new context or in a new style that, like, isn't on SoundCloud yet, you know. It's just, like, it was a live performance by the artist himself and, like, the people that he collected to perform it, and, I don't know, it was really, really cool, super, super fun. He had a big billboard. If you're really interested, you probably saw my story, honestly. I went, like, crazy mode on my Instagram story and posted, like, so many videos of the concert. The first night I was there, I admittedly did record, like, pretty much the entire night. Because I knew I was going to be going again, and so I wanted it. Yeah. Sorry. I'll stop yapping about the Porter concert for now, but it was really, really good. On to the next bit of info for music, though, and kind of related to that, was it was kind of funny. On Thursday, I went with Iman and Nathan, two people that I've met at other concerts, and we've just been hitting a couple together since then. We were all talking about the Zed album that was coming out, like, that night. So we all went to go see Porter, super hyped. It was Iman's first time seeing Porter. Nathan hadn't seen him in a while, and, like, I haven't seen him in, like, since Breakaway, I think, last year. So, like, super stoked. But then, like, while we were waiting for Porter, we were all just talking about Zed, like, at the show, and very much deserved, because this album is insane. We'll definitely be playing some on the show. I'm yapping so much, but it's been a minute and I missed you guys. The new Zed album is crazy. He hasn't released an album in 9 years, which is a long time. Like, his last album was True Colors. Like, that was, like, what I was listening to when I was getting into EDM a little more, you know? Like, it's crazy. And that has collabs with, like, X Ambassadors and Logic and, like, John Bellion and stuff. Definitely recommend checking that album out if you haven't already. But you probably have, because that's where a lot of, like, Zed's you know, fame came from, like, Beautiful Now is on that album. But this new one is super good. It's super clean, and, like, it just, like, reeks of this, like, nostalgic Zed style, like the old Zed style, which, like, he's had some radio hits recently that have, you know, diverged a little bit, I think, and gone a little bit more poppy. And he's kept some of his motifs, you know, like the clock motif and the time motif and stuff like that, but has stepped away a little bit from the purely, you know, electronic focus. And this album just, like, totally takes it back to the festival scene again, and it's so charged with energy. Super, super fun. Great vocal performances by a ton of different people, and really fun, like, collabs on here, too. We've got Bia Miller, Remy Wolf, John Mayer, and Muse. Crazy. I did not expect that at all. He also has a collab with Ellis, who's done, like, a lot of remixes of Zed stuff, so very cool to see, like, that collab happening. And then the track that I was most looking forward to was Shanti, with Gray. And Zed and Gray used to, like, collab together. I think they have Adrenaline. And then Gray also did remixes of Zed stuff. That, like, you can hear the time that they spent together, like, manifesting in Zed's production on this album, like, throughout the album. There's a lot of cool, like, panning techniques and, like, changing the shape of a sound so that it's, like, it might still sound like a synthesizer, but it has, like, the texture or, like, the panning of, like, a bow and arrow getting, like, flung into a target and doing the, like, twong thing, you know, like, the back and forth. So it feels like it's panning back and forth and has, like, that texture, but it still sounds like a sine wave or something like that. And there's, like, that's all throughout the album, so it's really cool to hear, like, that they got a collab together on this album as well. Like, they're still working together, and still, I don't know, designing stuff together. It's cool. And that was always, like, a collab and pairing that I really appreciated, so it was cool to see it show up on the album again. But wow, we're 7 minutes in. I haven't played any music. Let's change that. I don't know. I think last time I was talking about the Nostalgics album that I had, like, in my queue for, like, a month and a half. It's really good. I really like it. It's the Star City EP. Just really fun energy. Lots of, like, I'm the boss kind of energy. And, like, I think that's kind of Nostalgics vibe a lot of the time. But very good. We'll play War right now. It's a collab with Rico Nasty. It's got a really nice bouncy beat to it, so get up, get some dancing now that I've yapped for 8 minutes. Oh my god, we're running out of time for music. What the heck, Diego? Okay, let's get in here with War by Nostalgics and Rico Nasty. Or it will play on my phone and delay us just one little bit further. That sounds great. Okay, let's try this again. War. Yeah.
Go against me, that's war. Go against me, that's war. Rocking these booty shorts, partying Bora Bora. They want some more, more. Girl, you look tore up from the floor. Go against me, that's war. Rocking these booty shorts, partying Bora Bora. They want some more, more. Girl, you look tore up from the floor. Go against me, that's war. Go against me, that's war. Go against me, that's war. Go against me, that's war.
Go against me, that's war. Go against me, that's war. Go against me, that's war.
Great track. I dig it. Unfortunately, is that the right way to lead this? I don't know. Well, there's a remix of this song by Chill, who I am about to see at Breakaway. Super, super stoked about that. Like, one of the main reasons I ended up getting a ticket this year, which is kind of funny because, like, one of the nights has Illenium and Big Gigantic and, like, Arm & Hammer and some, like, much bigger names. And I'm, like, much more excited to see Chill and Ray Volpe, who are, like, much earlier performances. Abo is going to be there as well. We've played on the show a little bit. Keizo is going to be there as well. I've played some Keizo, who knows. Deadmau5 is going to be there as well. But apparently he comes to Boston, like, every 6 months. So, like, while I have never seen him, and that does seem kind of like a cardinal sin of EDM. Okay, sorry. That's one for the EDM heads out there. That was, like, a YouTube ad from, like, 2011 that became an inside joke. Anyway, like, I've never seen Deadmau5, but I don't really think I need to. It's, like, at the same time as Keizo, and I think I'm gonna go see Keizo because I've, like, his shows seem crazy. Like, he's, like, mostly, like, metal, honestly, and then, like, has some EDM influences. So his shows are always, like, super, super energetic. And that seems like a little bit more my speed for this weekend, or for the festival, at least. I think a Deadmau5 set would be super great, but especially if he's in Boston all the time. And Keizo, I haven't seen him in Boston yet, I don't think, in the whole time I've been here. The whole time I've been here being, like, 5 years. So not, like, a super long time, but, like, still pretty long. I realized, you know, I went off about the Zed album for a bit, and then I just, like, didn't play it. So let's change that. Let's start playing some of the Zed songs and just get into it. This is a really fun album, so please play it after the show as well. Keep dancing to it. Keep listening to it. I think this is just, like, this. It's good feelings and good vibes throughout this track. Like, every time I show it to someone, they just start dancing, like, without, I don't know. Like, I'm definitely dancing too, but, like, I don't think they're joining me. I usually wait till they're going, and then we're like, yeah, it's a vibe. It's so good. So check out the Telos album. I'm really excited to see Zed live in, like, 2-3 weeks. 3 weeks, I think? 2 weeks. 2 weeks. That is crazy. That should be super fun as well. We'll get it started with the first track on the album, honestly. It's really good. I keep saying that. It is featuring Bea Miller on vocals. I believe she did some work with Disney for a while, but she also does the vocals for Playground, which is the song that kind of plays in Arcane when they're, like, panning down into Zaun for one of the first times. Really great track. Really great show as well. But sure, like, her vocals in this track, she just absolutely kills it. She has, like, a really great, like, it's not necessarily, like, a vibrato, but, like, the way that she portamento? I don't know. Her voice, like, through the notes is, like, so smooth, and it goes really well with, like, Zed's, like, style of these really smooth, like, note glides and grace notes from one kind of chord to the next, or one note to the next. It's just really great, really nice old school Zed, like, super saw festival vibes on this one. It's really good. Yeah, probably my new karaoke go-to as well. It is just fun to, like, belt it, learn the words and belt it. That's your assignment, like, throughout the week. Have fun with this track, Out of Time, featuring Bea Miller. I don't think we'll go right into Tangerine Rays after it, but this album does play from one track to the next, and it is very lucid, I think. So, like, listening to it from one to the next is, like, or, like, throughout the whole album is a really cool experience, and, like, you can't always tell when, like, one song or idea has shifted into the next one. So definitely recommend giving this a, like, full listen as well at some point. But we'll just jump around through some of my favorites right now. Starting with Out of Time, which is what I should probably call this show, because I'm always talking so much and we can never get music in. But we'll get some music. We'll go through this album pretty quickly if I can shut the heck up. That was the start of the next song I just wanted you to hear. Look how smooth that transition was. Also, honestly, we're just going to play the beginning of the song. I'm going to fade it back in, which means I totally ruined the smoothness of the transition, but just leave me alone. It's fine. Listen to this piano. It's just so good. I love the strings and the piano in this album. They're, like, so, so clean. They must have been live recorded. Like, they cannot be stock. They cannot be, like, samples. But his, like the control over them, so good. There is such a nice, like, stutter on this piano that is so, so nice. So we're going back. We're bringing it back. Bass notes that da-da-da-dun. Oh my god, the timbre.
You still breathe, your silent touch away.
That's stop. I'm stopping. I know. How could I do that to you? That is how I get you to listen to the whole album. Do it. It is super, super good. Her, Bia Miller's vocal performance in that song is so good. You should listen to it. It should never be cut off. How could anyone ever do that to her? To Zedd, after he poured 9 years of effort into this album. Okay. No, I'm sure he wasn't working on it, you know, day and night the whole time. Like, 9 years is a long time. So I'm plus, like, I saw him touring, so, like, he was obviously having a good time, like, partying and stuff. It wasn't working, like, the whole time. Okay, sorry. I don't know where that bit was going, but anyway, I do want to move on to the next track on the album, which is Shanti. This one is just fun. I think, like, it was the one I was most anticipating for. I don't think it's my favorite on the album. I think it's honestly probably, like, third or fourth, which is saying something, because I do think this one is, like, easily one of the more, or I would say easily the most experimental track on the album, and I'm usually super into that. Like, I always love the track that is, like, pushing the boundaries. But this, like, album is so unified and so concise, and, like, it has so much, like, of, like, the original Zed energy throughout it, that it, like when he is dipping out of it, it wasn't as exciting for me, I think. That being said, this track still goes crazy, and I cannot wait to hear people have fun with it in, like, live sets. I can imagine that the mashes with this are gonna go nuts, because there's a lot of, like, really sharp stops, and then, like, new song ideas or, like, new concepts coming into the song. So I think that'll be fun to play with, and really fun vocal performances in this one too from some samples. So check out Shanti. Very fun vibe on this one. Love the strings in this one too. I mean, if it's Zed, you know the strings are gonna be good. Here's Shanti. Honestly feels like Adrenaline 2. Like, I believe, let me check this before I make a fool of myself on air, as I frequently do. Adrenaline, Zed, and Gray Yeah, that's their track. But yeah, Shanti just sounds like they tried to make that track again, like so many years in the future. 12 years in the future, who knows when Adrenaline came out. But super, super fun. I love it. I would love to see like Memba or Evangia, you know, like hop on that beat and like do tricks on it. I think that would be sick. Can I say that on here? I don't know. I want them to remix the track. That would be sick. I think there's probably two more songs that I want to play from the album, or at least highlight right now. But some of the other things I just want to bring up, like I wanted to yap about it and I forgot, because I don't know, I always forget about the things that I want to yap about because there's so much stuff. But I love like the Bea Miller's performance in the like vocals when it's like "Get Me Off This Ride" and her voice is going like it's so good. Love it, love it, love it. And love, like, pay attention to a lot of that, like, you know, tonal fluctuation in Zed's music, especially in, like, his, like, instruments and stuff, not the vocals. That's, like, a huge motif of his melodies, is just kind of jumping back and forth between two notes, which is simple, but it works. I believe there is a quote about that in the Porter album. And Russian Roulette, about how it became taboo, but only because it was really good, and that the cliche is maybe only a cliche because it's beautiful. And they are beautiful because they reflect us, and we are beautiful. Okay, sorry, now I'm just quoting the song. I want to play Sona. This track is also super interesting. I can't wait to hear it live. It gives me the vibes of, like, I am pulling out, like, my... I don't know how to describe this at all, actually, but like, the vibe of like, if you're in a medieval, you know, kind of like Middle Ages kind of, environment, you know, fantasy vibes, but it has like a lot of, like digital influence, right? So you have like nav gear and you can like swipe on your arm and like pull up a map, right? But like, you're like, you have to go chop wood kind of thing. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you don't. But, like, get your maps out. I think this is adventure music in my headcanon. It's just a fun vibe. And it's, like, I don't know. It sounds exploratory and cinematic. And, I don't know. Music is, like, I just have fun with it. I don't know. Stop making fun of me. You guys are embarrassing me. Okay, this is Sona featuring The Olam. Really good track. And we'll go into, I think, my favorite track on the album. Here it comes. Thank you. that goes into the one with Remy Wolf, which is called Lucky, which is really good. That one was a single that released before the album released, and it's really great. Remy Wolf is just fantastic. She's so groovy, and love her, like, style and vibe. She's got such a, like, you know, like, natural but definitely earned and worked for confidence, if that makes sense. And I think her vocals and her writing, like her lyrics, definitely mirror that really well. She's very good at that. What is this file that is open? Okay, that was weird. I just got like a pop-up on the radio computer. I've never had that. I guess it's Y2K. It just came 24 years late. Okay, I've got one more track from the album that I do want to play. That I think is my favorite. Not I think, it is my favorite. It is so good. It is so interesting. It is such a like fun, groovy track. I can't wait to hear it live because I think everyone is just gonna go feral, like, but like in a dance way, not in like a mosh pit kind of way. It's just super, super fun. The vocalist Dora Jar does like a really good job. Like her vocals sound great, like so good. Before like listening to the album, or I guess before my friends listened to the album, I was like, I'm gonna hold off from my opinions and like let me know what you think when you're done. And like we all kind of agreed, at least the three or four people that I talked to about this album, which I know I'm so popular, three or four people, that all kind of agreed that this track is their favorite on it, and it is Dissensus. Wow, that has a lot of S's, which is like so sharp and difficult to do on air. But before we get to that, yeah, that's right, I'm gonna be so mean. I'm not doing great as a host this time. I'm like cutting myself off and like cutting songs off. Anyway, credit scores education. The credit fairy. There is no magic to improving your credit, but there is help, and it's free. Go to creditfairy.org. Brought to you by the Consumer Bankers Foundation, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights Education Fund, and the Ad Council. Yeah, don't borrow money that you can't pay back. That's how we got the housing crisis, and it was really terrible. And now, like, pretty much the entire younger generation really, really, like, we'll never be rich in a house, but, like, we can be rich in lattes, kind of. And then, like, we could invest all of that money that we're spending on lattes, like, to get a house. But by the time we would have enough to get a house, I'm pretty sure they're all going to be like underwater or something. Is that political? Am I allowed to say that on air? I don't know. Basically, cordyceps are learning how to pilot animals, and like we're all doomed. So look into that for a little bit. That can be your other PSA. And we'll figure out how to go from there. But in the meantime, there is some good music. Basically, improve your credit score. Don't look into cordyceps. It'll be bad for your mental health. No, this is pretty interesting, actually. I think it is cool. You should check it out. They're like little mushrooms that like basically take over a nervous system. And they used to only really be able to inhabit like ants. But because, unfortunately, this is debated, but like the planet temperatures are rising in certain areas, and that causes more chance for mutation and more chance for like these fungus to like adapt and change and get used to other immune systems and nervous systems and warmer environments and different bodies. Very cool, but like also kind of the plot of The Last of Us. So like, who knows what's gonna happen? Anyway. Let's get into this track now that I've finally said, like, it's my favorite, and then I just kept you guys on a little string, carrot on a string for, like, 3-4 minutes. This is Dissensus. Super, super fun. Then we'll move on to some other music. Maybe I'll play some stuff by Ray Volpe and Chill and some of the other artists I'm interested in seeing at my festival this weekend, but we will see. Oh, wow, I had an anecdote about that earlier that I never finished, I'm realizing. Oh, well, we'll get to that later. Here is Dissensus. I'm gonna dance. Hope you do too. Oh, let's start it over. We have to. You know what? We'll go to the end of Dream Brother and let it fade in, which is the track beforehand. Yeah. Oh, this one's really good too. You should listen to the whole album, I think. But here comes Dissensus.
You meet at midnight, sun and the moon like stars.
had to let it do that transition as well, because it's so good. The like crescendo swell into that nice Rhodes piano. And that's the one with John Mayer, which is like crazy. Okay, first I have to talk about Descensus. What a track. Holy cow. I love it so much. And I know I already just talked about like mushrooms taking over the planet. So like for me to get into this, like we are the tapestry of connections and the vibration of love, everyone's going to think I'm like, you know, crazy, but like it's fine. Zed is an artist I've been following for a while, and I've been able to like see him collaborate and pick up other artists that are like, you know, emerging into the scene, and really develop their careers. And at the time, I think like I remember growing up, and like I had a, not, I don't want to say like a bad taste in my mouth about that, but it was kind of like, I wonder how those artists feel about, like, it must feel great to be, like, picked up by Zed, right? And be like, I kind of like your stuff. Let's work on something. Or can you remix one of my songs or whatever? I think I would definitely be, like, really intimidated, you know? Like, for me, you know, my idol and star of forever and love of my life, Porter Robinson, you know, if he was like, do you want to get a coffee? I'd be like, no. That's terrifying. Okay, no, I'd probably say yes. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, that would be kind of scary to especially, like, work with this person, right? Like, I do coding. So, like, if Alan Turing, rest in peace, my king, came back and was like, homie, let's write a new programming language, I would be like, no, you're leagues above me. I don't want to spend that time in pure embarrassment all the time, right? I'm sure you've worked with a superior before and, like, felt that where it's like, wow, like, this would be faster if they just did it by themselves, or it would be cooler if they just did it by themselves, like, I'm a hindrance kind of thing. And I always thought about that. This track changes my mind completely about that. In this track, I hear the influences of Gray, who I mentioned about, like, the panning and, like, texturizing your sounds to, like, sound like other things in real life, even if they're, like, digital sounds. I hear Kuro with, like, a lot of those, like, darker melodies and some of the, like, minor undertones with, like, the really, like, deeper piano and kind of, like, a little bit of, like, a sultry vibe, but also just, like, mystic, like, you know, nocturnal energy. Like, there's a, like, that has been Kuro's whole vibe. And Kuro and Zed worked together for a little bit during the time when Kuro and Grant were roommates together. And Grant also did a remix of some of Zed's stuff, like, I think a year prior to that. So I don't know who opened the door there for who, but, like, Grant and Kuro and Zed were all kind of, you know, producing. They were mastering some of Zed's work and stuff like that. But in this track, I also hear so much of, like, the micro edits and the attention to detail that, like, really made Grant's project as successful as it was. And as unique as it was. Like, if you hear any track by Grant, like Wishes or Color, there's just so much happening, so much ear candy all the time, you know? And he goes into a lot of detail about, like, talking about how he's always wondering if, like, he's spending too much time on these tiny little bits and pieces that kind of texturize the sound. It's like, who's gonna catch it? And, like, I got it, I will do it if no one else will. But, like, Descensus has all of these elements of all of these other artists that I've seen him work with. And when I heard this track just, like, unify all of those ideas and, like, concepts and, like, styles into one, you know, form, so good. And that is, like, the pinnacle of this album as well. If you look at the album cover, it's very colorful, but you kind of, like, have no idea what you're looking at. It's, like, obviously a stained glass window, but, like, you don't really know of what scene. There's, like, flowers and water and, like, a big wave, but then also clouds and then, like, a sunset, but also the ocean. And, like, it's really hard to tell what's going on. Every one of these songs has, like, a style and ambience kind of associated with it, and I believe is going to be making, like, its own visual appearance for the tour as well, right? So as he goes from one song into the next, which are very smooth transitions as well, which I'm sure will be edited for the show because it'll be live. But there's, like, these super nice, like, not soundscapes because they're also visual, but, like, landscapes, I guess, scapes, just scapes in general, surrounding each of these songs. And it's, like, it's I think the theme of the album is unifying all of these different styles of music and ideas that Zed and the Zed Project has been, and hearing Dissensus be like the combination of all of that with like all the people that he's worked with over time too. So cool. I really do think that like there is a lot of interesting conversation to be had about like how much your like apparent skill gets magnified by strictly like your community and like the people that you surround yourself with, and like how there's like studies about how luck can be like quantified specifically on like how kind of a person you are and like how like the people that you surround yourself with slash like how social you are and stuff, because like it isn't really like about how you act around people, I guess. So not really as much about like kindness as much as it's just being like exposed to so much stuff is like more opportunity will happen, more bad luck will happen, but more good luck will happen too and stuff like that. And I think especially with electronic music, there's this vibe that sometimes, you know, you make a hit and it just blows up out of nowhere and you're like, oh, I made this on my laptop in my bedroom, but now all of a sudden like I'm touring or around the world, and it's like that didn't really come from nowhere. It came from years and years and years of working at it and like connecting with other artists and other people and getting ideas here and there from that. And like I think when Zed was working on Dissensus, he definitely wasn't thinking, I remember when Grant taught me how to do this or whatever, but like it's there, it's so there in the song and I can hear it. So super, super cool. Love it. Let's talk about the unification and the weaving of the tapestry of multiple consciousness into a greater skill and art form some other time if you're ever interested in that. For now, we can play some other music because I think that'll be more fun. Let's see. Let's play some Chill. I keep playing Chill on the show. I'm so excited to see her live. Chill is also an artist that I find very, like, inspiring, mostly because she just like did the like normal path for like most of her life and then just became a DJ later. Was like she like went to college, became a finance bro for a bit, did some DJing like at night while she was a finance bro, and then like at a certain point just was like, you know what, I'm making enough money and enough like I'm having enough fun with my music, I'm out of here. And like gave up a career at like Goldman Sachs or some like actually great firm, right? Which is like, go off. I think that's fantastic. That's like, that's the dream, right? And her energy is super, super fun. And she's doing with music what I've always wanted to do, which is make it faster. You just, every song sounds better just a little bit faster. And my mom is gonna kill me for saying that because she hates that opinion a lot. But like, I love fast stuff. I love faster music. I love stuff that can keep up. I think my brain moves really fast. And like, oh my God, I've been thinking a lot about this too. You know, like how there's like a lag in your perception. And that means that like in those windows of time, people can gather more or less things. That means that like people are technically all aging at like a similar like time rate, but experiencing different amounts of like life and reality during that time. Insanity. Anyway, I think my brain moves like just a like kind of fast, and so I like faster music so that it's like, you know, it's there's stuff that does slip by and like I'm like getting excited about it. I don't know, it's just, it's good. And Chill basically has taken house music, which is 128 4 to the floor, that oomps 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 oomps, you know what I'm talking about, and just brought it to 150 BPM, so it's a little bit faster, oomps 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 oomps, and it goes crazy. And she's been doing some collabs with other house artists, bringing them into the form. And it's been fun kind of bringing her up. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm excited to see her at this, festival, and like other people in the scene or like at the concerts that I go to are like, oh, is that the speed house DJ? And I'm like, yes, it is. And like, I feel like such a like early adopter of, the project. And I do think it's going places. It's super fun. And she has some stuff in the works that is not released yet, but it's called Dominate, and it's gonna go crazy. It's got some really nice knock to kind of style sound design in there. And I think that is gonna be really fun with the speed house kind of vibe. But for now, let's listen to 64 Impala. This is Henry Fong and Chill, and just a good, like, fun vibe. I think this is gonna be like 45 minutes or 55 minutes of Chill just like dropping track after track after track of this like high speed energy, and like lots of like CO2 probably will be going off. It'll be a fun time. I'm really looking forward to this set. So here is Chill. Thanks for my yaps, listening to my yap session about Dissensus. I did really go off about that track, but it's so interesting. It's so cool. At least I think it is. Anyway, here's fun music to dance to and not think. Yay.
Hey, your DJ. Who is this for repeats? Come with it.
It's fun. It's so fun. It's so fast. I love it. I love the energy so, so much. All right. Another artist that we're going to see is Abo. I'm excited to see this one. He might have an after party too, but that might be like exclusive information. Maybe I shouldn't forget I said anything about that. But there, Abo, I really like Abo's music because it's like, it's really simple. It's like really simple house tracks, a little bit less, you know, high speed energy than Chill perhaps, but really just like nice grooves, a really nice vibe. And I like this track. It's a slightly recent, I think it came out this year, by Aibo. It's Hypnotic Data 2.0. So there's some really fun like playing around with the vocals on this track too, like kind of cutting up different sized sections of the vocal sample and then like playing them at different rates as well, so you get a lot of fun kind of like polyrhythms going on. It's fun. It's very brain tickly. So here's Hypnotic Data 2.0 by Odatari and Abo.
Yeah.
Odatari has a like original track just called Hypnotic Data, and that's like a remix of that track. That's why it's called Hypnotic Data 2.0. Crazy how they come up with that name. They're so clever, these EDM artists. I'm excited to see Ava live, excited to see Chill, excited to see Ray Volpe. We've definitely played some of him on the show. But just in case you don't know what I'm talking about, let's play a little bit of Song Request. This is what I'm really excited to hear live. It's like the pre-drop of vocal is something that everybody knows and chants, and that's like one of my favorite things. I remember waiting for such a long time to have my first Zomboy, like, stop acting like a whoop, get your hands up, because I remember seeing the videos as like a kid, and finally got my first time in New York City, Queens, at the Disciples show freshman year of college. And those kind of chants and stuff are just like super fun. It's such a like unifying part of the show. So let's see here if I can find the right spot in this track. Yeah, right here.
With the shit that go like ba da da, ba da da.
Okay.
So fun. Everybody just going ba da da. It's so stupid. I can't wait. It's gonna be so fun. I'm gonna be making candy bracelets as well. Those silly little like stuff that you trade. Let me know if there's any quotes you want me to toss on a bracelet and see if I can find someone who wants it, trade it off to them. Very down for that. I've never really like made them before. I made some for the Porter show and it was super fun, so definitely gonna make some more for this one. And I'm also gonna see if I can find the person that I had my first bracelet exchange with last year, because that was like really cute and really fun for me. So it'd be fun to reconnect with them and see if they're at the show again and just hand them off one. As well as like any of the artists, I'm gonna try and make a sports mode one for Chill, and one that just goes ba da da for Ray Volpe probably or something. Just toss it up on the stage. I'm really excited. I love festivals. They always seem to rejuvenate me a little bit, even if I am kind of dead afterwards for like a week. It's so worth it. The show is about to end. This has been Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And as I'm packing up